I've heard one or two indications that they may be going to support it, but I haven't heard any. I don't believe I've heard anybody say definitely what they were going to, except Howard Smith. He's indicated he's going to vote against it.
He is against it. He's against any program, and I think they're just going to stay on there with relief. I told Phil Landrum yesterday morning. He said some of the Southern boys were upset about the states' rights angle. I told him to write an amendment that would take care of them and leave it up to the governor, where he could veto any project that they wanted to develop. First of all, we can't have it unless they initiate it, unless it started in the state. But if some school superintendent or some mayor had one and didn't like, the governor could veto it, and we'd have to submit them to him before to put them into operation, give him 30 days. My governor said that would take care of any of their problem. I thought that would help us with the Southerners.
I think it'll help some, but I don't believe it don't provide the answer. Now, I talked about this thing at some length with Sergeant Driver the other day, and I told him some of the things that were particularly bothering some of us in the South. I don't know whether there's much that can be done about one or two aspects of it. I'm trying to find answers, and I hope it's so that I can go along with it, but I don't mind telling you, I just don't know what to do with it. I've had a lot of resistance from in my own district to it, and a good bit of it comes from the official family down there.
What is their objection, Porter? What can we do to...
Well, I don't know what you can do about it, but some of the city people say that this proposal to contract direct with a private organization would completely bypass the local governmental organization. And they are really very much concerned about that aspect of it.
Well, suppose I told you this, if I won't let them contract with any private organization in your district you don't approve of.
Well, that might help them some, but...
That meets your problem.
Well, I don't know whether that would meet the problem or not, but that is one of the things that's worrying them.
Well, if that's what I need is, I don't want 40 or 50 of my Democrats, good Democrats, right here 2 months before... Just a week before my convention and 2 months before my election to go off with Charlie Haddock and let him beat me by 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 votes.
Well, I tell you, those of us who are going off are not going to be going off to be going with Charlie Haddock.
Oh, but then if I get beat, it's going to be like the paper says this morning. New York Times says, plan goes to House today with Johnson's future in doubt. Faced with almost solid Republican opposition and enough Southern support.
I think it's going to have...
What he's going to do is beat me, and it's the only bill that I've got my name on, and I don't want to lose it. I want to do whatever I need to do to get some of my good friends like you to kind of help me, and I'll make it up and protect them.
Well, Mr. President, you know, you've got so damn much on you.
I just can't take a headline saying that the House, after I got it through the committee, I got every Democrat that heard it. 19.
Well, you got so damn much on you that actually, when you go to trying to handle these kind of little things like you talking about, why, hell, you just can't physically do it.
No, but what I can do is this. I can lay down the law to Sergeant Shriver that in, what's the number of your district in Virginia?
Mine's the second district, but now, you know...
Now, wait just a minute. That there's no... Whatever objections you've got to it, that there's no project started in the second district with any private organization that hadn't got your initial on it, or mine.
Well, now, let me tell you. Now, I appreciate that, and I know that you're absolutely sincere about it. But you remember our little discussion on the cotton bill? You probably don't. You've had so damn many of these things.
Yes, I do.
Well... You don't know what the hell's happened since then. And You don't know the kind of spot that I've been put in because of the very damn reduction in force that I talked to you about that was effective on July the 20th. And you don't know what the hell kind of reaction I got. Just, and I'm not blaming you, don't misunderstand me, because hell, this is little stuff and you can't get into every damn little thing, but some of your boys that you got over there didn't do a hell of a lot to help me out on it.
Well, I tried to. I asked them to please not affect any of them until after the first of the year.
Mine became effective on July the 20th, and Manicella gets on the floor and announces that this is the day after, a day or two after, Javits and Keating have come out and said they won't go support Goldwater. And now it's that the riff in Brooklyn has been canceled, and all of my damn people have just been separated less than a week before.
Well, I'm just catching hell on Brooklyn right now. Right today, they've got wires and delegations of 40, and Manny Sellers is trying to come in here with 40. I've asked them to hold the damn yard till the first of the year, try to make no changes. I see where congressmen put in the paper every morning that this has happened, that's happened. But I called them over here and asked them to do it, and I'll...
Well, I sympathize with you on this, and I say I don't mean to be bitching about it, because I don't know how in the hell you can tend to this little stuff. I really don't.
Well, I have got a busy little thing last night. I got to bed at 2, but I'll tell you this. If I get defeated on the only thing I recommended in my own name, I passed Kennedy's bills, but I can help pass the dead man's bills.
Well,
but if I can't pass one, and the only person I know to talk to in your delegation is you and maybe Downing, it might help me. I don't know. But if I can get over this hump...
If I can do it and get...
I'll guarantee you, on my word of honor, that I'll write a memorandum and give you a copy of it that not anything is put in your district or done in your district, private or public, that you don't approve of, period. Just like you handle your postmasters. And I'll personally take enough interest if I have to come, by God, to Norfolk myself to see that you don't suffer from it, and I'll be here 4 years, and I'll help make it up with interest.
Well, I'll tell you what's fast.
But don't you let Charlie Halleck and that crowd rub my nose in it.
I want to go along with you the worst way in the world, and I'm going to do it if there's any way that I can see how in the hell I can justify myself before my people.
Well, I'll justify it. I'll be here 4 years, and I'll guarantee to make you look good with interest before your people. But don't you let me look bad in the eyes of the world of getting beat on the only damn bill I submitted. And you just watch it and find some way to do it and go talk to Phil Landrum. And if I have to get an amendment, well, let me know about it and try to help me get over this one. And then you can vote against Appalachia and ARA and any other damn thing you want to.
But
get you plenty of good economy votes. But on this one, it's going to be 5 or 10 votes difference, and Phil Landrum has got it doctored up now, and help me, because I don't want the world to say, well, I got defeated by a solid Republican vote and 40 of my own Democrats.
Well, John McCormick got on me just a few minutes ago. And
I ain't getting on you. I love you, and I know you're going to help me any way you can.
If I can do it, I will, but I, frankly, I'm going to have to get some answers to some questions, and I'm going to try to do it tomorrow.
Well, you sit down, Phil Landrum, and get him to help you, and then anything you want me to do, I'll do, Porter, but don't let me get beat on it.
I appreciate it, and if I can do it, I sure will.
Now, don't say to anybody I called you. Just keep it this way, but you call me and tell me anything you think I need to do that'll be helpful.
I tried to get to see you for 3 damn weeks.
Well, hell, I never heard of it.
I know you didn't, but your damn boys didn't tell you. Finally, I said,
why didn't you call me?
Well, God, you don't do that.
Well, I do it, and I, you know, you've seen me work. You know I've been down there. You know what I do, and I'm up here every night till 2 or 3 o'clock.
I know it, and I don't want to make you worse than it was.
Well, you want to see me now?
No, not right now, because I think the damn thing is out of hand. I don't know what the hell to do with it. I spent some time trying my best to figure the damn thing out with the Navy this morning. But when Henry Wilson called me yesterday, what he proposed to do would have made the goddamn thing worse.
What was it?
Oh, it's just this daggone riff that I'm talking about.
Oh, well, what did he propose to do?
Well, he was going to have me to write a letter to Secretary of the Navy, and he was going to give me back a mealy-mouthed reply that Henry said they were getting greased up, and I said, for God's sake, that's worse than what Manny announced on the floor. So it was going to make me look silly. Why in the hell didn't he know what the hell he was doing?
Well, anyway, I don't know, but he was here when I came here, and I've got lots
of
problems.
I'm not fussing about Henry particularly, but I mean, he just don't think these things through. He didn't think that one through.
I haven't thought it through. What can we do about it, Porter?
I don't know right now, because the thing is really out of kilter. And I got to figure some way to get the goddamn thing back on the reservation.
What have they done?
Well, they've got this riff. It's just occurred. They canceled the Brooklyn riff right after mine had taken effect. I got another riff going on a damn installation that adjoins my own home. Let's see, you know, I'm going through hell, but it's all right. And these things will just have to work themselves out. I don't want to tie them up with this poverty thing. Because they're not related. But I'll see what I can do with this. If I can, I would love to be on your side.
Well, if you will, let me know. And if you want me to go over there and see them or get them over here with you in my office, I'll be glad to do that.
But please,
see, can you help me with the Downing any?
I talked to Downing just a few minutes ago.
I just need you.
And he's still on the fence, too. He's in pretty much the same shape I'm. He hasn't got his mind made up, and I don't know what he's going to do, and I frankly am not sure what I'm going to do. I'm trying to go with you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Bye.